Dr. Cherry. The first thing I'd like to do is to thank all my listeners and welcome you to the Cosmic Code. Well, this show promises to be very, very helpful and very healing for many of you out there. So the option is now given to me with my good friend Don at BBS, which I thank so very much, to reach much, much more people and guide you into the secrets of the Cosmic Code. But what I'd like to tell you before going further into the show is that regardless of what is thrown at you every single day, you have to remember to keep a positive attitude. You have to remember that the part of God in each one of us is so very strong, regardless of the stars or the UCI, which stands for Unique Celestial Identity, is all about. So remember, the will is much stronger than anything that is thrown at you. And once you understand that, again, the future is nothing else than the reincarnation of the thought, and when you realize that with education you can accomplish absolutely anything, then there is nothing you cannot do. And I always like to talk about my own self in terms of when I came in this country in 1984, I had nothing. Well, I had $50 in my pocket. No green card, no social security, no place to stay, not even a car to sleep in. And I'm not very proud of it, but I was caught by the police in San Diego on the beach, and they sent me to jail, telling me you can't do that. So this is how I started. Nothing. Look at me today. I have it all, and it's just the beginning. But why? Well, listen carefully. Why? Because knowledge is power, and ignorance is evil. I was already set by God's higher order to become who I am today, regardless of all the challenges that were thrown at me. And I know in those very difficult times that many of you are literally going through hell. You might have lost your job, lost someone you care, forced to tap on your security, on your economies, just to face your life. It is very, very difficult for every one of us. And I don't know how much you know about me or my work, but if you are a Cosmic Code subscriber, or if you heard me in any of my previous show, Coast to Coast, or God knows where, La Veritas with Mel, or Oxaline in New York, you will know that I mentioned that America, over a year and a half ago, was going to be going through what you call a restructure of the economy. Now, in the newsletter I sent you, I've asked many of the listeners to be patient. I will not take any calls until what I have to say has been said. So please stand by and hold on, because I can see there is so many people out there. All our lines are loaded. So if I don't get to you today, don't worry, I'll get you. I'm here to stay every Wednesday, okay? So just be patient and I'll take care of you. I'll do your reading and I'll talk to you when comes the time. But let me pass my message to all the new listeners out there that never heard of me, and there is a lot of them. Now, when the tail of the dragon entered the sign of Leo last December in the second house of money of the United States, I was on television and I knew what was going to happen there. And I knew the stress and the full restructure that would be imposed upon each one of us, the United States and the world at large. Now, if you have a computer, just go to anywhere on my website, drcherry.com, and click on the TV shows, and you will see me. You will see me getting all those information and those predictions. Or you can go to YouTube, type Dr. Cherry, and take the time to familiarize yourself with my work and see that without any spiritual pride, I am the real thing, and I'm going to prove it, and I did prove it over and over and over again. And I'm not talking through an ego kick here. I'm talking because it's the truth, and you will find out if you hang around my world and join my star family. Tonight, today, the moon is in the world of Pisces. So every one of us are very, very emotional and very sensitive and very intuitive. And it has also affected me because I picked up a beautiful music. Actually, this is a music for Tirania that I sing to her when she's depressed. And I realized that this soft Pisces Neptunian emotional psychic energy would be perfect for this, for me to use this type of music. And that, of course, sharpened every one of us intuition through the subconscious connection with the cosmic code. Now, some of you want to know also about Tirania. Well, the situation is that Tirania will be coming to Phoenix finally in February the 7th. We have so much in store, it's insane. And many of you know that sad enough she's in a very abusive situation with a crazy father that locked her in the house. Oh my gosh, I don't want to spare you all the details, but it's terrible. So I literally begged her to move on to a hotel, and now she's safe in a hotel where she can turn the heat to 100 degrees if she feels like and recover from a terrible cold that she carries because her father is insane. Her father is a Scorpio. And you only have two Scorpio. You have the eagle or the phoenix of the zodiac that will literally give his life for you and that will do anything and everything that you need. This is the type of eagle that you want to have as a friend because they'll give their life for you. Then sad enough, you have also the lizard or the stinger of the Scorpio, which is constant sarcasm, constant negativity. It's like a vampire. Scorpio, the negative Scorpio regenerate by sucking your emotions, your depression, your pain, sucks your life away. Incidentally, Tirania's father has a brother and her mother is internal. She's insane. Tirania's auntie is in a hospital and she is crazy because her husband or Tirania's father's brothers, okay, is also a Scorpio and a very negative man. So I'm asking you, if you're dealing with a Scorpio, to recognize if you're dealing with a stinger that is going to sting your soul to the death and will not let you go until you die. And then I will ask you to make a decision to move on. I'm sure every one of you heard of the little story between the scorpion and the frog. The frog wants to cross the river and she comes to, the scorpion wants to cross the river and he comes to the frog and he says, "Hey, excuse me, would you mind to give me a ride on your back? I want to go on the other side of the river." And, of course, the frog said, "No, I heard about you, Mr. Scorpio. There is no way I'm going to carry you in my back on the other side because you're going to sting me." And the scorpion says, "No way. Are you crazy or what? I'm not going to do anything of this nature to you. This is insane. I don't want to die." So finally, he convinced the frog to carry him on his back. And right in the middle of the river, what happened? Bang! It stung the frog to death. And the frog says, "Oh, my gosh, what are you doing?" And the scorpion says, "Well, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I stung you to death." But she goes, "But we're going to die." And Scorpio laughs his head off. He says, "Well, I am the sign of death. I am death." So you have to be careful anytime you deal with a Scorpio, or if you are a Scorpio born in November with the moon in Scorpio, the rising in Scorpio, the tail of the dragon in Scorpio, I'm asking you to be very careful because you are extraordinarily karmic in nature. And there is even a philosophy behind it. There is there is a Greek mythology behind the sign Scorpio. Jupiter, the biggest planet of all the universe, our solar system, okay? Jupiter is the god of the god in his honor right, so to speak, okay? And he had a lot of kids. Mars and Jupiter had also Venus. He had Neptune and Uranus. These are all the gods, so to speak, in the ancient theology. And if each one of these gods have a very specific values that interact within your psyche. And then one day, Pluto, or the ruler of Scorpio, said to his father, "Look, I want you to give me more power because I'm better than my sisters, I'm better than my brothers, I want the power." So Jupiter says, "No, you have to own the power." So what did Pluto do? he went and he stole his sister, and he dragged her into a secret place, and he raped her. He raped her, and he manipulated his father. You know, he says, if you don't give me what I want, if you don't give me the power, I am going to kill her. So Jupiter was so upset, he had a pact with him. He said, okay, you're going to be the lord of Hades. I'm going to make you the lord of hell, the lord of passion, of destruction, and sex, and hidden manipulation, the serpent, so to speak, the lizard of the zodiac. And he says, but you will be able to rise above your passion, your destructive nature, your scorpionic, stinging sarcasm, and you're going to be able to fly above any one of your brothers and sisters if you do your work properly. And this is why Pluto rules death and drama and sex. And I'm not telling you the rest of the story of Terra and her father, but it's pretty scary, trust me. Now, if you are that Scorpio, be aware that the price you will have to pay will follow you well past the death on this dense physical world. So be careful not to misuse your power, not to misuse your strengths or your fixity of purpose in this lifetime, and be considerate for other souls that have to learn from you to become stronger and to take care of their own life. And this is why, karmically speaking, Tyrannia has attracted such an evil soul. So she's learning much faster than any one of you what is a true negative stinging Scorpio. Alright, now realize also that every one of you, by the way, is a Scorpio somewhere, somehow in your chart. Okay? Now, of course, in this show I will answer some of your questions if you decide to learn a little bit more about Greek mythology, the signs, the subconscious, dream interpretation, or just doing some sample reading. But again, today, this moon in Pisces makes it for a very spiritual, artistic, sensitive day, where my subconscious would probably work much deeper than it usually does, because the moon endorses anything that is highly spiritual today. I'd like to mention also that we have the great Jupiter, close to the sun, on the dragon's head in Aquarius, also close to Neptune. So the dragon's head in Aquarius is endorsing and supporting anything and everything that dwells with computers, electronics, New Age, astrology, the World Wide Web, the Internet, and indeed, the start of the Cosmic Code radio show. So the energy is set for this show to take off and to land God knows where, probably at the farthest point in the universe, if there is any end. So just be ready, because that's going to be a very interesting hour that we're going to talk about. All right. Now, before going into the calls, and again, we are swamped. Every single line is blocked. I'm asking you to be patient out there, okay? I'm going to ask you to listen carefully, because I'm going to give you a little guidance, or at least a little forecast on how and where the dragon's going to get to you, okay? So I cannot elaborate too much, but I will give you enough so you can understand what I'm talking about. For those born in January, Capricorn. Now, again, remember, I do not practice modern astrology. I practice Nostradamus Divine astrology, and that does not apply to the mathematical, jargonized modern astrology that turns any nowadays astrology into astronomers. Astrology is an art. An art means using intuition, symbolism, metaphor, and all that I do. All right, so those born in January, beginning at the end, it doesn't matter. You have the head of the dragon right in yourself, on you. As of August 2009, the dragon's going to move on you. So if the dragon is moving on you, anything about you has to change. So if you're not comfortable the way you look, by your hair, if you're overweight, God knows what, trust me, this head of the dragon is going to force you and give you the strength to rebirth yourself. Now, the tail of the dragon will be on your seventh house of marriage and partnerships. Again, the same story. If you are with the wrong partners, well, guess what? Looks like if these people will have to be removed. So those born in January are very, very prone within the next 2 years after August 2009 to restructure themselves and their partnerships. I'm being objective and I'm being direct. Those born in February, that would be me. Okay? The head of the dragon is in the 12th house, which is all the subconscious area, and that's good for me because it's going to give me an opportunity to tap into the archetypal realm of consciousness much deeper than I usually do. So I'm going to connect with my subconscious, and I'm already feeling my dreams are becoming more colorful. I'm able to remember them much more. So there is a restructure of the subconscious for those born in February, and it's a perfect time for them to take on study that are related to the new age or to the subconscious itself. The tail of the dragon or the negative era will be in the 6th house of work and health. And the reason is I am overworking myself. I am exhausted, people. You have no idea. I have to get up sometime at 4, 3 o'clock in the morning because I got something in my head. I got to put that on the internet. I got to write newsletters. I got to post them all over the place to satisfy all of my readers. I got to take care of my VIPs. And then I'm building an extension in my house. You know what that means? Then I have 2 dogs to take care of. And then I have 2 cats. And Charanya is not there, and I'm getting all the stress because of the situation she's in. So I'm telling you, if you're born in February, try not to overload yourself and do and take the challenge and the task as it is, and then take your time off. So in other words, I can't wait for Charanya to come next week, and I'm going to take all my boat, and then we're going to go on the lake and take a nice day off. Or maybe go to San Diego, walk around the beach, something. All right? Those born in March, Pisces, you have the head of the dragon on the 11th house, and that is the house of wishes and friends. So be ready that if you are into a group or into a church, there maybe there is new things coming your way that will allow you to bring up more of your dreams. The tail of the dragon is going to be affecting the affairs of love, romance, and children. Sometimes it means having a new child and putting on more stress if you already have a dozen of kids. You know what I'm saying? It could also mean that some of the lovers... some of the lovers that you're in or the people that you're in with do not match you anymore. They have to be removed. Those born in April, that would be Charanya. The head of the dragon is in the head of the dragon or the positive energy is in the 4th house, which is affairs involving home, family, and real estate. So obviously Charanya is moving into my house, which is a dream house. She's going to love everything that I'm doing for her, and she's going to be very secure, and she can leave the heat on all night long. All day long, trust me, in Arizona, she won't be cold. The tail of the dragon will be on the 11th house. Now, remember, the head and the tail works both ways. It's very important to understand. The head is not necessarily positive in one house or negative in the other house. It goes both ways. So there is a restructure for those born in April of their home, okay, and in all the affairs involving their career. And trust me, there is a lot going on in the home area and the career area of Charanya. She's moving into an incredible busy time. She's going to be going all over the place with me, doing some TV show, lecturing, traveling. So the home and the career for all of those born in April is definitely moving forwards. And if my good friend David Icke is listening, David is also born in April. And David, I told him over the phone that he has to restructure his home and his career, so he's all very happy about my predictions. Those born in May, the tail of the dragon will be in the mind, okay? So again, some study that those Taurus will entreprise may be a little bit difficult to tap from them. Meantime, the head of the dragon will be on the 9th house, and that will lead them to learn new things and to travel quite a lot. So a lot of action on the mental process, foreigners and foreign land, for those born in May. For those born in June, the energy of the dragon will be affecting the 8th houses. That's metaphysics, corporate investment, sex, anything to do with the 8th house is Scorpio. So the money is changing completely. And of course, the tail of the dragon will be affecting the 2nd house, which means a lot of them will have to reevaluate the way they make money, so to speak. And you just have to be strong and be educated to succeed. Those born in July, the tail of the dragon will be right on their face. Okay? July 4, 1776, America is a cancer country. So America has to have its entire infrastructure being rebuilt. And it's happening now. If you look at the news, how many stores are closing? Oh my gosh, 7,000 Home Depot. And today I read something about some coffee place, big huge coffee place, which is also closing. You're talking about thousands of jobs. crops being lost. America is just dying and rebirthing. Okay? The tail of the dragon was in the second house, and now the dragon moved backwards. The tail of the dragon is going to be on the face of America. Okay? But what example could I give you that tell you at the end it is going to be really, really good? Look at Germany. What happened to Germany? Okay? When all the Allies got together and bombarded, we didn't leave one single building standing in Germany. Now go to Germany right now. It is the new America. Everything is brand new. And this is what's going to happen. The tail of the dragon in the first house would be tough for those born in July in America. But the head will be in the seventh house, which means the way people are going to see us, the way America is going to project himself to the world, the less egocentric, a lot of countries would accept us better. And I say us because I might be French, but I'm Americanized now to bottom of my bones. So a lot of respect you. And I remind you that if you get Moon Power 2009 or if you sign up for the newsletter, you're going to have every single of these predictions in great details. You understand that. Those born in August, the dragon will be in the sixth house. That would be anybody that is a Leo. So a lot of growth in the sixth house of work and health. Okay, lots of opportunity to do a better job and to improve the health area. The tail of the dragon will be in the subconscious, so it's important to not to let the past bother you, to control negative thought. And if you're a very famous Leo and all of a sudden everything is crashing around you like Michael Jackson, well, don't let all this get to you because that could get you sick or get you insane. So those born in September, the head of the dragon will be in the area of love, romance, creativity, and children. So many of them are going to be going into writing, communicating. They're going to have a more sharpened skill and organization gift. And that many of them are going to have either a business or have a baby. Put it this way, the head of the dragon in the fifth house in the female chart represent the area where she builds something or create children. The fifth house is the house of children, love, romance, and creativity. The dragon in there is going to promote those born in September. The tail will be in the 11th house, so some of the friends have to go and new groups have to come in, so to speak. Okay? Those born in October, the real estate will be shopping up for them. The head of the dragon will move on the home area. So anything to do with the home area and the career, like for those born in April, they will have a full restructure to deal with, and they should be extraordinarily confident. Those born in November, the dragon is in the mind. So that's studying. The ninth house is religion, is things that are being accepted, the wrong education. All this has to be trash, put it this way. So all of those born in November have to go through a full re-education in order to be able to regenerate. And there are a lot of traveling physically and spiritually and some study for them. Those born in December, I think that's done, I believe. Well, the head of the dragon is in the second house of money and self-esteem for those born in December. It's a great opportunity to do extraordinarily well in building business and making money in the long run, of course, and regenerating and building the self-esteem in the process. The tail is on the 8th house, and those born in June and those born in December will have to undergo a form of death, so to speak. For example, Tarania's mother, I'm using her as a symbol because we are there. We understand, if you're a reader of mine, what she's going through. Tarania's mother is born in June, so letting go of a daughter is something that she never has done before, okay, and letting go of her husband and the support because of the divorce she's going through, it's forcing her to completely and entirely restructure her self-esteem and her finance. So those born in December have the same dragon affecting them, okay? So now remember, there is much more to the dragon than what I'm talking about today. And it took me, 8 years to write a 525-page book called The Power of the Dragon to understand the importance of the dragon in one chart. As a matter of fact, there is more power in your dragon alone than the entire complexity of your chart. Okay? All right. Now, Don, I know you're listening, my friend. If you want to bring me some of the colors, I have the chart right here, and I can enter their date of birth, and then from there, listen to your question or do a mini reading. Okay? All right. So, let's see. I got so many emails, I don't even know which one to go here. Let's go to line 2 or 4. Okay, I'm waiting. Remember, Mercury is retrograde, and when Mercury is retrograde, there is always the possibility for miscommunication or or maybe myself not being able to handle this software that is thrown at me right now. I've got a bunch of stuff in front of me. So, I don't know. Dine is offline too. Dine is up and listening. Okay. Now, Diana, I don't hear anything on my end, Don. So, okay.
Hi, Dr. Terry.
No, I can't hear you. I'm sorry, I was just pressing the wrong button. Oh my gosh, I have to learn to do all that. That's going to be really interesting. What's your date of birth, Han?
Hello? It is 7/24/1963.
Okay, let me put that here. So, 7/24/1953, you said?
63.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not making you older than what you are. You probably look younger anyway. All right, let me look at your UCI. Okay. Well, you're a Cancer Leo. You know that, yes?
Yes.
Okay. You have the head of the dragon in Cancer. Oh, my gosh. You're going to have a full, complete restructure of yourself. Now, are you married? Let me go into the nasty question here.
I'm planning on getting married on February 28th.
Yes! Yes. Now you understand what I'm saying when I tell you the truth. And I was saying that earlier, those born in July, will it be under Leo and Cuspy or not, we'll have to go into a relationship or get rid of a relationship. So the dragon is definitely working in your favor. Now, let me tell you something. I'm going to ask you with him not to be too fussy or too picky, okay? Because I see you being a bit of a perfectionist. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes you worry a little bit too much about everything or your health for that matter, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Don't do that, because when you start to generate negative thought, honey, you affect the atomic structure of your body and you create a very negative reaction. You know, just be cool. Be positive. You know, don't exercise, walk, eat whatever you want, but don't overdo it. And you're going to live a long life. This chart is set for you to live a pretty, pretty long life. You like green? Just a question.
Do I like green?
Or plants? Yes, just a question.
Oh, plants? Flowers. Yes. I grow flowers. I love flowers.
Because I see a lot of green and plants around you. That's what it is. Okay, perfect. Let me see. I'm going to ask you a nasty question. How many times have you been married?
This will be my second marriage.
All right, because you said for two marriages. So I wanted you to say that, put it this way. The first one was not good at all. You really had to suffer a little bit here. But the second one is such a blessing. I want you to be very, very aware next July, around your birthday, okay, or August, okay? And I want you to also be aware of February. February is gone. Let's say the end of this month, okay? There's some very interesting things coming your way. And most of all, honey, watch the moon, okay?
I love the moon and I follow it. I have for years.
Okay, you keep an eye on that moon, because the farmers in the old days didn't plant when they feel like. They always watch the moon, or they use the farmer. You understand that. And the moon, in your case, because you have the dragon set and Venus in Cancer, is completely and entirely controlling you on your life. As a matter of fact, my book, Moon Power, was written for you. You should give it a shot sometime, okay?
Will do, yeah.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you for calling, darling.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, what a beautiful lady. You know, it's amazing. All right, line three, Liz. Liz, are you here?
Yes, Dr. Terry. I'm on line
there two. You are. Okay, Liz, could you give me your numbers?
1890. They're actually my son's numbers.
Are you talking of me doing a reading for your son?
Yes.
Okay, what is his name?
Thomas.
Thomas, or date of birth?
1890.
Okay, let me look at him. First of all, I can tell you that being born in the constellation of Leo, your son has to build a stage, but he's extraordinarily emotional and very sensitive. Correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
He likes to act.
I see some problem with love with him. Does he have his father?
Yes, he does.
Has he got a good connection with the dad?
His relationship is similar to Tarania's and her dad.
I'm so sorry, honey, because I saw a lot of stress in this chart with the father. Yeah, but anyway, I cannot spare anyone calling, okay? I have to tell you what it is in order for me to help you, okay?
That's what I
now,
love about you.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you. Your son, does he like to eat or to cook? He's not overweight, is he?
No, he does like to cook. He likes to. He's very artistic. He likes everything in the arts, including cooking.
Yeah, well, he's a Leo, honey. He's the sign that's supposed to on the stage. Now, your son will be always lucky if he gets into television, computers, electronics, and he has a chart that could make him into the movie industry. So I don't know if he wants to go in this area, but he has a very, very interesting chart that is promising quite a lot of fame if he stay within the world of Aquarius, which is his dragon's head. He has the same dragon than Einstein. He's a very, very special kid. But the problem with his father is hurting his self-esteem drastically, and he's over-emotional about it. And he may not say anything, but he cries a lot. He's very sensitive.
Yes, he does. He keeps
I understand, honey. But God, through the cosmic code, is promising him quite a lot of success. And all the emotions that he has, he should gear that emotion in an artistic way. Does he do music, painting, acting? What does he do? All of the above.
Shakespearean plays, yes. Drama, theater.
Yeah, perfect, perfect.
And writing, he likes to write.
He's a very picky guy. He likes punctuations in his details, and his, I can see that. Now, he has a fear of death and disease, okay? Make sure he does not overdo on that area. Okay? He's going to have a long life. And tell him to stick within the world of computers and electronics, and because he has the moon in Cancer, to watch the moon. The moon is definitely controlling his entire chart. So a copy of Moon Power or understanding the fluctuation of the moon will be drastic for his success. Okay?
Yes, Dr. Tori.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you for calling, honey.
Best of luck to the radio show. It's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, love. All right. Oh, my gosh. There's too many lines here. Okay, let's... I don't know who to take. They're all loaded. So, Don, I'll leave it to you, my friend. Just, you know, whomever is online, say hello. And then we see from there. I don't know who to pick. Okay. Oh, I'm getting a call on the other line, and I'm not going to pick up that one. Wrong button. Sorry. Let's try this one. All right. Don, are you here? Okay. Maya, let's try Maya. She was done.
Dr. Tori, first of all, thanks for this wonderful service.
Oh, you're welcome, my friend. So you were born... When were you born?
Yeah, I was born on June 1st, 1971.
Where are you calling from?
Right now I'm in the New Jersey.
New Jersey area?
Yeah.
Near New York. Is it cold out there?
Sorry? Yeah, it's very cold over here. It's very cold.
You know what? Yep. Let me ask you a few questions here. Well, incidentally, your dragon is also a dragon. You were born with the head of the dragon in Aquarius, my friend. So do you use computers and electronics and things like that or not?
Yes, I'm a software engineer.
Oh, yeah, well, that you cannot go wrong with that. Software engineer with a dragon city in Aquarius. I mean, you know, you could also be a pilot or an astronaut for that matter. This is a beautiful chart, my friend. But you need to concentrate. Sometimes you're going all over the place. Do I make sense? You need to focus a little bit. You have the two or four lives in one. How many languages you speak?
I speak four languages.
There you go.
I'm from India, six. So,
yeah. Yeah, well, you have a dragon set in the sign of Aquarius, but as a Gemini, you're seen in my work in astropsychology as the messengers of the gods. And Gemini is 2, 4, 6, so you tell me you speak four languages, you're fine. But I'm saying to you to concentrate, because sometimes you get bored or you go left and right. You need to focus a little bit, okay? And you have a very strong sense of details, but you have a fear of not having enough money. You hear me?
Yep.
You have a fear that could become a reality because your subconscious does not know the difference between your fears or your wishes. So it's important to clean up your act when it comes to generating thoughts involving money. Okay? Do you have any neck problem or thyroid problem? This is a question.
Sorry, what problem?
Do you have any neck problem or thyroid problem?
No, none of them.
Okay, good. All right. So that tells me that you're definitely going to have a very long life. Your Saturn is well aspected. Okay. You like flying or not?
Yes, I like flying.
Okay, because you have some past life in Japan. Now, I have another question for you. Have you thought of learning French or Spanish or Italian? Just a question.
No.
What language do you speak?
I speak English, Hindi, Gujarati, and Sindhi.
Okay. All right. Well, the reason why I say that is because you also have a past life in France. How do you like France or Italy? Just a question. Are you okay with those countries and those people like me from there?
Yeah, I want to be there, actually. I was last year I was in Switzerland, but due to the visa issues, I've been able to France or Italy.
I see. Yeah, you do have some past life in there, my friend. All right. Now, the head of the dragon, in your case, will be moving on your eighth house. So there is a lot of money to make, a lot of contract ahead of you. And I want you to keep an eye on July. July is going to be a very interesting month for you. And July and August for that matter. Okay? So you keep that positive attitude, you concentrate, and you keep, thinking the right way, and there's no way for you not to succeed in life with such a beautiful dragon set in Aquarius. Okay, you're a genius in your own right, my friend. Thank you for coming.
Okay, I have a quick question.
Gemini, yes, another question. Go ahead. What is it?
About my marriage. I'm never married. So when do you see when I'll get married?
Okay, you are set. You are set by the universe to marry a foreign person, either French, either Italian, or Latino. Do you hear me?
Okay, yeah, yep.
That's
what
it is.
And do you know when this will be, in this year or next year?
I told you to keep your eyes open in July and August, okay? You may be hanging in France or Italy during this time. So just remember, July and August next year, upcoming here in 2009, that's when the dragon will fulfill your wishes, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you, sir.
You bet, my friend. Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh. We got so many people here. Okay, what's next? Jan? Did I pronounce that right? Jan, are you here,
yes.
Jan?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Jerry.
How are you, my friend? Where are you calling me from?
Colorado.
Okay, it's got to be cold out there, yes?
No, it's not too bad.
Oh, interesting. All right, give me your number, Jan, please.
828-1945.
Okay,
yes.
I got you. Let me look at your dragon and see what's going on with you, Jan. Okay, now what I see, of course you are a Leo Virgo, yes? Do you know a little bit about my work?
A little bit.
Okay, you were born in the constellation of Leo, okay? Do you write or not?
Do I write?
Do you write? Have you ever thought of writing? It's a question.
Yes, I have, but I don't have the skill.
Well, honey, you have the skill. You have such an incredible imagination. But the point is, you find excuse. I can't do it. I won't do it. What's the point of doing this? And doing this, you're not helping yourself. Do I make sense? Do I make sense to you? Okay. Because you're very detail-oriented and you see everything. You plan pretty well. But there is that, I'm going to do this and then you don't do it. You need to correct that in your chart. Because if you decide to go into a communication or writing, you will be amazed. And you can write for children. Do you know that? You have such an incredible imagination. And instead of turning round and round with it, you could crystallize it and use it for education and for children. Now, let me see. Do you like cooking or not? Or not? Just tell me.
Yes, used to.
Yeah, because I see a lot of cooking around you. What did you do? Were you
home.
Oh, you cook at home? Okay, because there is a great option to do well, not only in cooking, but also in real estate. Okay. Your best success, you know what your best success would be for you, where the dragon would definitely help you, is to have what you call a retirement place where you take care of old people. Do you like old people? Yes or no?
Semi.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That is where you would do very well, in taking care of old people. Now, I got a question for you. Do you like classical music?
Yes.
Okay, all right. In your past life, you were in England and you were a doctor. That's why you're so fussy and so picky. Do that make sense to you?
Yes.
All right. Now, you have the head and the dragon, the head and the tail of the dragon in Cancer Capricorn. And if you heard me earlier, the dragon is moving in the same axis than the one that you were born in July or August around your birthday, okay? So these are two very important months for you, but I want you to be very aware, okay? July and January. Did you expect some problem last month, honey? Just a question. Did you have any difficulties or problem? Did you get depressed more than usual? Just a question.
No.
No, okay. Do you have any problems on your joints and your knees?
No.
Okay, good. So
lots
you
of other health problems.
Right, this is really good. That's, yeah, you were a doctor in your past life, so you know what you're doing. But I'm asking you to never eat when you're upset, okay? Because that's where the problem will be. You hear me?
Yes.
Okay, and you know it already, so just be careful not to eat any food when you're upset or depressed, because that will turn into poison. Everything else in your chart is very strong and very long-lasting. All right, sweetheart, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you, Dr. Jury.
You bet, blessing. Sweetheart. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye. What
Bye.
A beautiful lady. Okay. I am lost. Okay. Ken, maybe? Ken, are you here?
Hi.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Where Hi, are you, going? You want my birthday?
Yeah. What's your birthday?
August 2nd, 1987.
Okay. August 7th?
2nd.
Oh, excuse me. Okay. 1987. Oh, you're young. August 2nd, 1987.
I'm one of your students. I'm one of your students.
Oh, I got so many, my friend. So many. Let me see. First of all, thank you for being a student. Okay, let me look at your chart here. Yes. Oh, my gosh, you're a Leo. You're supposed to own a place, a stage. You're born to be a leader, a teaching in philosophy. This is a really good chart that you have. You have aptitude in psychology. Well, astro-psychology, probably that's why you wanted to learn astro-psychology.
Yeah.
This is a really good chart. You're very competitive. The problem is, let's see, you have the tail of the dragon in the mind. You need to control your mind sometimes. It's either you talk the wrong way or you talk too much. You need to control your thought process and keep them in balance, okay?
Let me
see. You
got a good month for me?
Oh, yes. I see April ahead of you. April will be a very interesting month for you where a new opportunity to do something, to learn something, or to go someplace will be given to you.
Okay?
You are also very concerned with other people, Ken, and you need to concentrate a little bit more on you. You always want to help others, but you don't seem to realize to help yourself first. Do that make sense?
That sounds very true.
It's like being like Zorro sometime, or you want to help everybody and fight for everybody when you should concentrate on it. So the more you're going to study and the more you deal with foreigners in foreign land, the more luck to you in this chart, okay?
Okay, well, thank you.
You're surely welcome. You have a good day, my friend.
All right, have a nice day.
Bye-bye. What a beautiful kid. You know, I wish every kid were like this kid. Very smart, very spiritual. These are the type of kids that many of my students will teach in the future. So, you know, the idea here, the idea is to make people aware that the universal code is set in a way that if you understand it and if you use it accordingly, there is absolutely nothing that you cannot do. Yeah, as I said earlier at the beginning of the show, knowledge is power, ignorance is evil. There is a lot of people out there that are depressed. They don't make enough money. They are forced and stuck in an office with a bunch of losers, and they have to drive to go to work. And then it's like, you know, they're getting up every single day wondering why they are alive. Okay, and they're not regenerating. They are very unhappy. And then they said, oh, I don't want to go to work today. The next thing you know, on the highway, bang, an accident. This is why it's so very important for every one of you listening out there, even if you're not happy in a situation, not to generate negative thought, because subconsciously, okay, you are making a wish. The wish is, I don't want to go to this place today, period. And guess what? Your subconscious or God out there is going to say, oh, okay, well, what am I going to do to help you not to go there? What about an accident? You see, our educated mental snob scientists and psychologists and psychiatrists alike out there have no clue on how the cosmic code interacts with the superconscious in time and space. Okay? And they blame everything on your upbringing. They blame everything. Well, don't get me wrong. The upbringing is very, very difficult for everybody. But it's made in a way to tough you, to make you stronger. That's just the way it is. So don't think negative. It's a choice. Every single day when you get up, it's a choice. And do like I do. Make sure you put your right foot on the floor. Okay, when you get up in the morning, you heard of that. Oh, get up, left foot today. Those lines are still completely and entirely loaded, so I'm going to press any button here and see who's coming up. Okay, now, am I pressing the right button? The only thing I know is all the line blinking. As you know, I'm new in this system here, so sooner enough, I will have it in control. So, Don, maybe you want to help me and insert someone here. Okay. Who's there?
Hi, this is Jen.
Jane. How do you spell your name?
J-E-N.
Okay. What's your numbers, hon?
1171976.
Okay.
And thank you, Dr. Terry, for my call.
You bet. Okay. January, again, January what?
1-7.
January 17th. My gosh, you can see the Capricorn engineer, you know, detail-oriented. I love it. What year?
1976.
Okay, now I got you, honey. That is the beauty of understanding the stars and knowing the stars, because you know how people think and behave and things like that. This is beautiful. Let me look at you here, Jane. You were born with the tail of the dragon in Taurus and the head of the dragon right in the sign of Scorpio. All right. Now, you know Capricorn is the head of the goat, yes?
Yes.
Capricorn is the symbol chosen by Christians to represent the head of evil. You know that too, yes?
Yes.
Okay. There's nothing evil about you. Don't get me wrong. No. Capricorn is the symbol of struggling to get to the top of the mountain. Jen, you were born in January. There is no fruits. Nature is dead. It's cold out there. And there is a lot of snow right on this mountain. And there you go, baby. You've got to go all the way up. Do I make sense?
Yes.
So it's very tough. It's very tough to be born in January in the middle of the winter because, again, there is no fruits on the trees. So you've got to go against the wind, the cold, the snow, the ice, the wind. You've got to go all the way up and establish yourself exactly where you want to be in a very high position of success and respect. Now, because Saturn is a karmic planet, it's going to give you a very long life. So be ready for that, okay? Be ready for a very long... Yeah, well, that's for sure. And Saturn may force you also to lose everything in life, maybe once or twice, to tougher you a little bit more. Have you lost everything, going through a divorce, lost money or something already or not?
Have I lost money or love? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, not money necessarily, but love, yes.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, well, do you know why? Because you have your tail of the dragon in the fifth house of love. So you need to use your head, not your heart. When dealing with people, you are very emotional, you are very sensitive, you have the moon in Cancer, right? You know that, yes?
Yes, yes.
Okay, that's the sign of fruits, that's the sign of the mother, that's the sign of caring. So you need so much love and so much attention that you could jump too fast into jerks that would just smash your heart. So maybe you've learned to be a little bit cautious. Yeah. Now, you seem to attract people either much older or much younger than you. Have you noticed that?
Not usually, no.
Okay, because that is basically what the stars wants you to have as long-lasting relationship. So if you have somebody about the same age than you, 1 or 2 years or 3 years or 5 years above or below your age, it's not going to last. Period. Do you understand that?
Okay, yes.
Okay, now do you have any neck problem?
No.
You're not overweight? Nobody sees you?
No.
Okay, good. All right. There is a lot of things in these charts that are absolutely wonderful, but you need to learn to let go of the past. That is a downfall. There is no future in your past, honey. You understand that, yes?
Yes, very much.
Absolutely no future in your past. So when the universe brings somebody into your life and the part is being played and this person is gone, move on. Turn the page and move on, okay? Because you have so much to offer, so much to offer. You have gift in psychology, you have gift in interior designing, you have gift in healing and helping people, you're a natural caretaker. It's insane. This chart is absolutely beautiful, and you have to be careful not to give such blessings to any losers out there because you're insecure, because you want money or whatever. Do I make sense again?
Yes, yes, very much.
Okay, now you heard of the dragon is in Scorpio, which means you're also a natural doctor, you are an investigator, and of course you carry quite a lot of witchcraft residue in your chart, and that's why you've chosen to be born under the sign of Capricorn, to rebuild your witchcraft residue, get up to the top of the mountain, and use the wisdom at your advantage. And with the moon in Cancer, you are completely, you too, under the jurisdictions of the moon. So last couple of weeks, I guess the moon was pretty tough on you, yes? It was pretty difficult.
And yes, most full moons are.
I know, you understand the game by now. So, honey, the head of the dragon is moving on you as of August 2009 for a year and a half to 2 years. And the tail is going to be into the sign of Cancer. So if you are with the wrong people, as I explained earlier, the tail of the dragon is going to remove everybody. But be sure that you will have to restructure your career, you will have to move, and you may end up married if you're not married within the next year and a half to 2 years. Do you hear me?
Oh, I might have to move and I would be married in a year to 2 years?
You heard me?
Yes, yes.
But watch the moon, okay? When you socialize all, because sometimes you don't socialize enough. You know what I'm saying? And unless the postman look at your door and you invite him to fix your television, you're going to have a problem to find a relationship, right?
So, right.
Sorry, I'm being sarcastic. Just go out a little bit more. After the new moon, honey, you sound wonderful. You probably are a very pretty girl, and there is a lot of guys out there that would be more than happy to connect with you that are highly spiritual. Okay? Maybe I should start the dating service someday.
I think that's a good idea.
Tell me, what are you doing, honey? What's your job right now? Are you working at a restaurant? What are you doing?
So what? I do sales.
What type of sales?
For hardscaping materials.
Hardscaping material, is that for a home?
Yes, for outdoors.
Because I see home and food, hotels, and restaurants with you for some reasons. But anyway, just be confident, watch the moon, because I'm telling you, next July is going to be a very interesting time for you. Okay, sweetheart? Oh, she's gone. Are you here?
Yes, I'm here. Somebody broke in.
No problem. Okay, so as I said, watch the moon and be aware for next July because the dragon is going to definitely bless you, honey. All right?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bless you, Dr. Terry.
You bet, honey. Bye-bye. Okay. I wish I had only good news for everybody, but, you know, I can only say what I see here. Okay, let's click that one. Debbie is here? Debbie, you're here?
Hi, sorry.
Where are you calling me from, Debbie?
Louisiana.
Okay, let me have your numbers, please.
1953.
53?
Yes.
1953. Okay, let me see. Okay, you have the tail of the dragon on you into the sign of Leo, and that could mean sometimes difficult affairs with love or the upbringing. So I hate to ask you this question, but did you suffer abnormally as a child growing up with mom and dad or God knows what out there?
Yes, I did.
I'm so sorry, honey. But that is because in this lifetime, you have to reach your dragon's head. Let me tell you something about you. First of all, you have a lot of past life in France or in Italy because these are the countries that are controlled by Leo, and you are a Leo, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, during those lives, you always had tons of children. You were with very wealthy and famous people. You had tons of money. And you never bother about other people's children. Do I make sense?
Yes.
So the universe says, okay, now you had everything. You had love. You have children. In this lifetime, I don't want you to experience love on a selfish way. I want you to reach your dragon's head in Aquarius. That's what God translates for me to you, okay? And he wants you to deal with the children of the world. And that's why you're caring. It's probably why you like to cook, correct?
Yes, I do. Yes, I
know.
I do.
You're a natural cook. You're a natural caretaker. You've got such a beautiful chart. And in the world on Aquarius, you have been a male many, many times. It doesn't take away your gentleness, your femininity. But you got a strong girl here because through all the hell you went through, you built up some stout skin, okay? God thanks for that. Okay? You have gift in psychology. You have gift with the law. You are very ingenious. And then you had the tail of the dragon since last December right on you, and that could have been very, very difficult. But within the world of Aquarius, which is my world, the stars, computers, and all what you're doing now, you are growing, and you're finding a way out through the universe. So if you stay with computers, electronics, new age matter, or become an astropsychologist, my gosh, you will feed the kids of this world, not with food only, but with the spirit like I do. And then even though, you know, sometimes I have students that are 98 years old that come here with their kids helping them in the house. And I have kids that are not born that I have to take care of. Either way, that 98-year-old person is still my child because that person in my field knows less than I do. So you feed people in different way, either with food, you cook for them, you give them clothes, you warm them up, or you feed them with the spirit. And with your dragon said in Aquarius, you can feed the world through the spirit. I just want you to get that in your mind and maybe aim in that direction. I want you to keep your eyes open around your next birthday, honey. There is a lot of interesting energy coming your way from the dragon in August. You got that?
I got it. Thank you.
And watch the moon because you have the moon in Cancer. All right?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. You bet, sweetheart. Bye-bye, love.
Bye-bye.
My gosh, this is this is so beautiful. There's so many people here. I don't even know where to start. Let's try Aida. Did I pronounce that right? Aida?
Yes, it is Aida.
Aida, where are you calling me from, honey?
I'm calling you from Sarasota, Florida, Dr. Therese.
Oh, I love that over there. It's nice and warm, is it?
Yes, it is. 75 degrees today. And sunny.
Like you. Anyway. All right, give me your numbers, honey.
514-56.
514-1956. Let me look at you. Dragon said, Sagittarius, you're still in Gemini. Oh, my gosh, you have dozens of personalities.
I do.
You probably look much younger than your age, don't you?
Yeah. True.
People said, no, you look young, honey, you look young. Of course you do.
Everyone tells me that, yes.
Yeah, now you're a Gemini dragon still, and sometimes Gemini dragon still talk too much, and that's bad for your telephone bills, or your cell phone bills, right?
It's okay. It's not bad.
You control it. You're being smart. You control it. All right, now, do you have any allergies, or have you ever broken an arm or a finger? Just a question.
I have a broken thumb.
Yeah, I see something in your finger. I don't know what it was. So how did you do that? Do you go too fast?
I have no idea. It hurts, though. I have to go in and get it checked out.
Yeah, I think you you know, you're so fast, honey. You need to slow down a bit. You know, you have so many lives in one. You're very, very fast. And sometimes you hurt yourself, you don't even see it. So careful your fingers, okay? All right, let me see something else with you here. Have you thought of going back to college?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Have you ever thought of going back to college, of learning something?
Well, I have a master's degree.
In what? Communication, writing, whatever?
No,
what?
Educational leadership.
There you go. Because I wanted to know if you were on your dragon's head or not. And you are. You are born with the head of the dragon in Sagittarius. Teaching, philosophy, foreigners, foreign land. You are so lucky with foreigners and in foreign land. It's absolutely wonderful. You could use that also for investment, for finances, or general communication. Have you thought of writing or not?
Not really.
Okay, do you like taking pictures or not? Do you like photography?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. Now, I just wanted to make sure your dragon was in the right house, and it is indeed, yes. Yeah, well, writing demands you to sit down, and you're like a turbo child, you know, while photography is more interesting because you get bored so fast. Now, you also,
yeah.
Do you like to eat or do you like to cook?
Both.
Incidentally, the last three colors were born with the moon in Cancer. And when you have the moon in Cancer, there is a natural aptitude for food, so the real estate, home and family. Do you connect with your mom? Do you talk to your mom? Got a lot or
my
not?
My mom passed away a few years ago.
I'm so sorry.
Well, but I am very well connected with her still.
You're still talking to her, honey, I tell you that. You're still talking to your mom. I see her being God, an angel big time. You know, you should do the Kabbalistic Kennel ritual because she's demanding you to connect a little bit more. And she might come in your dreams, though. She might come
all
in your dreams.
Time. Yes.
Yeah, good, good, good. All right, let me see. How many kids you got? Two, four,
one.
None?
One girl.
You know, you're supposed to have two kids. Okay, don't tell me why. You're supposed to have two. Let's see. Let me push forward here. The dragon's head's going to be moving into your ninth house, so you better be ready for a lot of traveling and connection with foreigners within the as of August, okay? Are you planning to take some trips next year or not?
Well, I'm planning to, but you never know.
Well, physically and spiritually, you're going to be going real fast, but the energy will reach you around August. So you talk to me by then, okay? But be ready. You are very lucky with the foreigners and in foreign lands. Do you speak any language or not? Do you speak any languages?
I speak Spanish, Portuguese, and some Italian.
Okay, that's perfect because that is all Latino language reflecting your dragon set. It's so very powerful, so very positive. All right, so again, remember, the moon is in Cancer. You were born with the moon in Cancer. Watch the moon and watch again for July because that's where the dragon is going to open some doors for you, okay?
Oh, excellent.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you for calling, honey.
Thank you so much, doctor.
You bet, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
this is beautiful. Hey, it's 5:04. My gosh. But let's see if I can take care of Ingrid. Ingrid,
hi,
all
Dr.
the
Therese.
Hello, Ingrid. My gosh, all the line are still blocking people. What? My gosh, you guys like my work. I love it. Okay, Ingrid, honey, give me your numbers, sweetheart.
Yes, 10, 21.
21.
1956.
1956. That's the year of the monkey, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, I love it. Oh, you know what? The Chinese astrology. One of these days I'm going to do a show on the Chinese astrology. Just for fun. Probably my next show.
Great.
Oh, I press the wrong button, making noise here on the desk. Okay, now let me look at you, honey. You were born, oh my gosh, you too. You were born with the same dragon that the lady I called earlier. So let me ask you some questions. Any allergies or not? That's how I check the dragon.
Yeah, some allergies.
Or is it on animals, or is it on perfume,
cats.
Or what? Tell me.
I'm allergic to cats.
Okay. Ah, that's what this is. I see animals.
And
let me tell you something.
Like lavender and dust.
Okay. All right. Well, do you know why you have allergies with animals?
I'm not exactly sure.
Well, let me tell you why. You have a tremendous amount of past life with the Indians. And when you were in Indians, you were walking in the wild, and a mountain lion killed you. And you were young. You were about 11 years old when this happened to you. You were walking towards the river, and your mom was running after you because she heard the mountain lion, or she saw the mountain lion, and she heard you screaming, but it was too late. And subconsciously, you have a fear of anything that has furs, or cats specifically. So now you know. You hear me?
Wow. That makes sense.
That's very deep stuff.
We just moved away from where there were a lot of mountain lions, and it was bothering me a lot.
But in this lifetime, you're safe, don't get me wrong. You're not going to die killed by a mountain lion in this lifetime. But that's how you were killed in your last life. And you were right here in the United States. You were one of these Navajo Indians. You were very young, 10, 11 years old when this happened to you.
Wow.
But anyway, I just wanted to, I felt this so strong, like a movie, when, that's why I asked you if you had allergy to animals. I see it in your chart. All right, let me look at you here. Have you ever worked in a restaurant or with food? This is a question.
A little bit.
A little bit, because you have a very caring nature, although you're a very, very caring person, the way I see your chart here. The head of the dragon is going to be moving in your home area. How long have you been living in the house you're in now?
Well, only a little over a year,
You're not going to stay there.
Pardon?
Yeah, you're not going to stay, or you're going to be doing some major thing with the real estate. Are you doing anything with the real estate or not?
We are a little bit. We had invested in houses, and my husband has a commercial property.
Perfect.
That's how our income comes in.
Okay, right, because right now you're under the jurisdiction of the tail of the dragon, messing up the economy of the United States and the world. But when this is over around August, you're going to get a brand new energy coming through you, and that's going to be very worthwhile. But if I may tell you something, your dragon is in the world of Sagittarius, so you should invest in Mexico, honey. Just listen to me.
Oh, okay.
Listen, have you thought of that or not?
I haven't.
Well, because you're not listening to your dragon said, my job is to translate the face and the tools of God. I'm telling you, if you invest in New Mexico, if you invest in Mexico in foreign land, or if you invest in rugged area, your real estate will drastically improve, because you have the stars to do very well, and you could talk, and you can communicate, you could sell. You're a very sharp lady. You definitely have what it takes to do good investment in a real estate. So. That's wonderful. Are you afraid of water, or do you like water?
It's mixed.
Okay, let me tell you. Do you have any problem with your feet?
Yeah.
What? What type of problem? I see some problem. Tell me what it is.
Well, just recently I wore some shoes, and it squished my toes, so I'm having a lot of pain. Frostbitten my toes, so they're really delicate.
I see it. Yeah, I feel it. Anyway, what I'm trying...
They've gotten stretchy, too. They've expanded. So they wanted to do some kind of surgery, but I don't really want to have it done.
Well, you have a negative reaction to chemicals, so be careful of what type of chemical you put in your body. And meantime, when you were in India and you didn't have any shoes, honey, you need to walk barefoot. Your feet are telling you to connect with Mother Earth a little bit more. You spend too much time on carpet, wood floor, concrete floor. You need to go and walk on the dirt and by the water, regenerate to your feet. Your feet needs that, no chemicals. You hear me?
Yes.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you very much for your call, and be positive and watch for July, okay?
July. And is Sedona good, Dr. Turi?
Sedona is
Arizona?
In September. Oh, you bet.
In Arizona, too?
You bet. That's the Indian area, honey. Where anytime
awesome.
You're very lucky in this area, okay?
Yeah, all we're right, kind of thinking we won't be here long, and we'll be going back to Arizona quickly.
Just listen to me. You cannot lose, honey.
Awesome.
I'm trying
Thank
to accelerate.
You.
You bet. I'm trying to
Blessings.
Accelerate.
Blessings. All right.
We have. Good luck to you, love.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, love. Oh, my gosh. She was really touched. Sometimes I have to be careful because I'm so honest and so direct, and I can see things with people in their past life, and sometimes it's really, really shocking for them to realize, because they know inside, they have a connection with these things. All right, now, gosh, we still have plenty of lines here. Let's try Brett. Brett, are you here?
Yes, hello? Dr. Turi.
All right, my friend. Where are you calling me from, Brett?
I'm calling from Ohio.
Ohio. Okay, let me have your number, please, my friend.
Yes, it's 12-17-1958.
1958, that's the year of the dog. That's a beautiful
year.
All right. Yeah. Let me see. Do you have any headaches or sinuses? Just a question.
I enjoy very good health.
Okay, and I'm trying to check out your dragon's tail because it's in the cusp. Okay, do you have any stitch? Have you ever had any accident or stitches on your head?
No, not at all.
All right, you say yes or no. Okay, do you have any eye problem or ear problem?
No.
Okay, good. All right, so your dragon's tail is completely clear, and that's beautiful, especially in the fifth house. So what the problem with you is not physical, it's emotional. That's what I was going to say, okay? Let me look at you. Let me look at your past life. How do you feel about Germany?
How do I feel about Germany? Most of my ancestors are from Germany. I think I'd rather visit France, though.
Yeah, well, because you had dramatic life. You were shot in the head in Germany, my friend. Anyway.
Oh,
so
really?
Yes, you were. Have you done any construction work or anything mechanical? Just a question.
No. More in the area of agricultural, really.
Okay. Well, but there is machinery around you. What type of work do you do in the agricultural work? Do you operate machinery?
Intellectual.
Go ahead.
I worked part time on the farm, but I'm more involved in paralegal work right now.
Okay, that's your dragon's head.
That's
your dragon's head. Your dragon's head is in the world of Libra. So you know what? Okay. I'm asking you, any one of my listeners over there, please, when I ask you questions, say yes, say no, because I was going to tell you have the head of the dragon in Libra. That makes you a natural attorney or a natural judge. So it's important to answer the question yes or no. Do not elaborate,
okay,
because I'm channeling for you, and when you talk too long, you shut down the channeling. These are the rules that I should enforce when I write a newsletter. But anyway, you're very lucky, my friend. Your dragon still, you do not carry any dramatic result of all your past life in Germany. You also have a connection with water. Do you like fishing? Do you like water? Are you afraid of water? Just answer yes or no.
Yes.
Okay, good.
No,
all right, now. Go ahead.
I'm not afraid of water. Yeah, I enjoy being around water quite a bit.
Okay, yeah, you need a lot of water around you, that's for sure. Were you raised religiously? I see some dark energy on the home area. Was it somebody sick or religion around you, or drugs or alcohol?
I was raised as a Lutheran.
Was that heavy on you? Because you're so advanced, you're so communicative, you're so curious that even though that you appreciate the codification of thought, you're also very curious. You're highly intuitive. Do you do any form of music or acting or art, painting or photography or something?
No.
Because you have a very artistic side of yourself. Okay, and you probably use your intuition and your legal aptitudes. On your legal powers, you never thought of writing.
I do have a desire. I'm 50 years old, but I've never taken any piano lessons or guitar lessons. That's something I would like to do.
Now we are talking, because this artistical talent has been repressed, my friend. And you regenerate close to the water, you regenerate in exotic island like Hawaii, you regenerate with soft music, but you have to stay very clear from drugs, pot, or anything like that. Okay? And you know what I'm talking about when I say that. You've got to stay clear from that because you have a... Say what? Excuse me?
I don't take any pot, no.
Good. And I'm not saying you do or you don't. I'm just pointing out what I see through your stars, because you got such an intuitive and sensitive and personality that you could dream and, you know, go daydreaming and get hooked. In other words, what I'm trying to say, you're prone to chemical addictions. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay?
Right.
And I'm glad you don't touch these things. Okay. When it comes to money, you have a good aptitude when it comes to money, but sometimes you also worry too much about it. You're like a professional student. You always want to learn new things, which is beautiful, don't get me wrong. Okay? But you have a fear of not knowing enough. And then you know more than enough. And it's sometimes it's good to get active. You say you want to do something, and you go around it, and you don't do anything. I'm honest and direct with you. Do I make sense or not?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. You need to, what's the words? There is a word that is appropriate to qualify somebody when he says he's going to do something and he doesn't. What's the word in English?
Procrastinate.
There you go. That's your weakest point in your chart.
Uh-huh.
Everything else is so progressive, it's insane. Then you also have a lot of good friends that can help you. Okay?
Yeah.
You attract some very interesting... Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Question. We have an expanding moon now, so is this a good time to start a new financial transaction?
Yes. You know, remember, if you want to be rich, you have to think like a millionaire. And sometimes you're a little bit too tight with money because of your fear, your insecurity. Okay? But
mm-hmm.
If you follow the moon fluctuation and you invest in anything, this is the laws. I don't write those laws. I translate the laws for the listeners out there, okay? You cannot lose. And if you do lose, if you invest in something and it doesn't work, then it's because, karmically speaking, you're not deserving or you made a mistake along the way because the universe has endorsed you. So
For the last 20 years, I've made tons of investments that did not pan out for me.
Well, that's because you did it when you felt like. It's like you decide to go to the city today from the farm, and then you ignore every single red light, every stop sign. So, of course, you're going to break your neck. And that's what I'm trying to say. You are a highly intuitive person, but the mystical information of the cosmic code didn't come to you early enough. What came to you was religious bull.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that.
I've been planning to do a full reading with you as soon as I can.
I will take care of you. Just mention that you are from the show, okay? Because anybody who is ordering a full life reading from BBS, I give goodies. So you have to mention in your order, if you use my website or send your check or your money order, that you are a listener of the BBC so I can give you something extra. I want to do that for you. Now, your dragon set is in the world of Libra. Libra rules psychology, astro psychology, the Justice Department. Libra rules balance and harmony. That is your dragon's head. So if you were to use the cosmic code laws, chances are your investment will finally pay off. But you're set in your chart, my friend, to succeed towards the latest part of your life, not the beginning part of your life. So you're talking about right now. You are halfway through your life or so. So this is where the missing information, mystical, spiritual, not religious, those information, this is what will pay off in the long run. Okay? Now, you use computers, yes?
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Because I see you're very good with high-tech and computers and electronics and the World Wide Web and things of this nature, and this is something that you want to investigate. Okay? Now, remember, stop procrastinate. Say it again for me.
Procrastinate.
Okay.
Procrastinate.
I'm still learning English. Stop procrastinating. And when you say something, go and do it. You have the head of the dragon in your wishes. That is a blessing.
Yeah.
Which means if you mean business, if you watch Universal Laws of the Moon, you ain't going to lose. Now, on top of that, the good news is that the dragon's head is moving on your finances as of August. So, hypothetically speaking, physically and spiritually and financially, you're up dead and born again. So that's really good news in my line of work. You got that?
Mm-hmm. I hope before then, but...
There's no such thing of hoping. Don't hope. Just do it. The dragon will hit you, mathematically speaking, in August. But the dragon is already operational. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's operational. So the first thing you want to do is just trust me to do a reading for you, and then we'll see from there, my friend, okay? Let me do my homework properly. Go ahead.
Can I ask you one more question?
You bet.
Is my twin flame in another country?
My friend, you were born in the constellation of Sagittarius, and that is, subconsciously, you know, Sagittarius was foreigners and foreign land. That's your blessing. So, you're born in December, you are set by the universe to marry somebody that is either Latino from Asia, or maybe end up somewhere in Australia. You're not going to find what you need in the United States of America as far as partner is concerned, unless she's hanging around here and she's from Russia or God knows what. Do I make sense?
Yes, you do.
Yes. And this is why when you let me do a full life reading, I would emphasize those facts. And in this way, if you're going to take a couple of weeks off, you will know where to go and come back as a wife, my friend. You got it?
Uh-huh. Great.
You're surely
Thank
you're
you
welcome.
So much, Dr. Turing.
You're surely welcome, my friend. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
My gosh. Let me check something here. Mr. Don, let me look at this board again here. We still... How many people do I have to... What's the time? It's 5:22. How long is my show going on for? Could you tell me that? I know there is a lot of people on the line. I can see that. Let me do Paulis, okay? We have 30 minutes to go. Okay, perfect. So that's what I want to know. 30 minutes is fine. Let's go to Paulis. Paulis, are you here? Do I pronounce your name right?
Paulis?
Paul?
Paul?
Paul, okay. You're here. Where are you calling me from, Paul?
Calling you from Bird Key, Florida.
Okay. Let me have your number, my friend, please. What's your date of birth?
9/25/1957.
Okay, now let me look to you. So, of course, we have a Virgo Leo here. A Virgo Libra, excuse me. And, my top students were born in September. All right, let me see. You have the dragon still in the sign of Taurus. Now, we're gonna start with the negativity, if I may, okay, Paul? Did you lose everything in life once or twice or not?
Last year I made over $1 million, this year I have nothing.
Okay, my friend, yes.
How's that?
Yeah, well, that's your chart. That's your chart. Okay, you were supposed to undergo some serious loss, and it's all done. It's all good in some ways. Yeah, you're done with that. All right, your mental process is very sharp. You're an investigator of the higher order, my friend. You see everything. In your past life, do you know where you were?
You were
in Switzerland. And you know what you were doing?
No,
what? You were building banks, and you wonder why you want to have so much money?
Why?
That's what you were doing. You were building banking system. So all the legacy of what's going on in this world with all the credit card and all the big banks, you are one of the founders in so many past life involving finances. And that's why you're so much into money. Do I make sense? Or other people,
yeah,
money?
Absolutely. I'm in the financial industry.
Yeah, I can see that in your chart. So that's where you came from. Now, one thing interesting, during those days, you used to control everybody because you had money.
That's
you
correct.
You were spending much of your time enjoying classical music, enjoying money. You were controlling everybody because of your supreme wealth.
Correct.
But during those days, you never experienced what it means to have nothing, to be
correct.
Destitute, to suffer, and to start from the scratch. And this
right.
is why the universe at a very early age wanted you to rebuild your wealth and force you to lose everything until you understand the importance that there is more than money in life.
Correct.
What's the point of you having $300 billion in your bank account now? And let me be direct. Let me be Dr. Cherry, and be constipated every day.
Right.
Do I make sense?
Yes.
In other words, what's the point to have so much wealth and be lonely, or having a bad health, or not enjoying anything around you? You haven't learned that, and you are growing in this lifetime to learn that having somebody to love, being happy inside and being healthy is already making you a trillionaire. Do I make sense again? All right. Now, have you thought of writing or not?
Pardon?
Have you thought of writing?
I am a writer, yeah. I write quite a bit.
Because I see a lot of power in the communication field in this chart. So
that's
I'm
right.
glad... I'm glad you... This is an area where the universe will really bring you rewards. It will
really?
Bring...
I'm a PhD, so maybe that...
Mm-hmm. You have what it takes. You can write about finances. You can write about absolutely anything you want. You have also an aptitude with the legal system. You could have been an attorney or a judge. This chart is so advanced, it's insane. You're a very smart guy. You're a very, very smart person.
That's correct.
All right. Let me see. Let me see what I detect here. Any headaches, sinuses, or neck problem? Yes or no?
Pardon?
Any neck problem or sinuses problem? Or headache problem?
No, not really. I've got a physical problem, yes.
Okay,
a health issue.
Okay, all right. Because I see, I just wanted to make sure your dragon's tail is irrecuperable, which means you can benefit from that tail. So that's good. That's good. You will have to learn to let go of the past and the errors. Okay,
mm-hmm.
you have to become a little bit less stubborn and less sarcastic. I'm being honest with you again. Okay.
Sure, I understand.
Because there is a lot of people. You have a problem with stupidity, my friend. You see very clearly about everything, and sometimes you're out there and you're saying exactly what it is, and then like me, it doesn't pay off. So I have learned to put some water in my wine. Okay, you need to do that too, because people have a problem with reality and with the truth. All right, and you could say that with me, it would work, but other people not. Now the head of the dragon is moving on your fifth house as of August of July 2009. So are you into a relationship or not? Okay, do you have any kids or not?
I do, 3.
Okay, alright, because with the head of the dragon in your fifth house, my friend, there is, you're going to create something. Now that could be anything from a child through a new business. You follow
new
me?
New business, really?
Yeah, one of the two, or both. So I'll just prepare you for the dragon in this fifth house of speculation will be definitely a blessing for you. But you just will have to be careful with some of your partners. Some of your partners are not there to help you. They have to be removed. Would it be business or emotional? Okay. Some of the partner you're in are not helping you, so to speak. Okay?
I see. I'm in the process of building a new business now, as you
indicate. Right. Now, as a rule, because you have the moon in Libra, you have to understand not only the physical laws, but also the spiritual laws. And a little investment of $20 on my book, Moon Power, will help you to at least begin to use the timing in terms of traveling, planning, contract, signing, and investment. So
really?
A little investment on this book will start to sharp you up and bring you a new dragon set, because you regenerate with metaphysics, you regenerate with things that are unknown, because subconsciously you know that you don't know everything like every one of us, and the more you learn, the more you know how to use the power. Do you have any back problem?
No back problems, no.
Okay, all right, so this is not in the back. I'm still filling out something here. I think your problem is more spiritual, like the fear of not knowing enough, or the fear of the legal system. There is fears that stop you and force you the breakdown in your chart. So you have the head of the dragon in the mind, so your thoughts are like a laser beam, literally. And because the future is a reincarnation of the thoughts, it's very important when you have the head of the dragon in the mind to be positive, not to allow fears or negativity mess up the creative forces of your subconscious. You got all that?
I do.
All right.
And what do you think for 2009? How does that look?
I can only tell you, in your case, November will be a very significant month for you. July, like every one of us, but November in your case will be really good. You may get a little bit of a red light sometime in May. Just remember that. But November 2009, you're going to remember me, my friend. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Turi. Very helpful.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Well, you know, as I always say, knowledge is power. Ignorance is evil. The more you know about metaphysics, the more power to you. Okay, let's go and talk to Jerry. Jerry, are you here, my friend?
I'm here.
Okay, let me have your number, Jerry. Tell me first, where are you calling me from?
Colorado.
Colorado. All right, let me have your number, Jerry.
What's your date? 1947.
1-20-1947. You know that I designed a software that allows me immediately to see the stars above your head. And when I have your chart or your UCI in front of me, it's becoming like a wide open book. And with the time that I have, I have a reflex to point out the strongest point or the weakest point in the chart. All right, so let me look at you. You were born in the constellation of Capricorn. You too, you were born in the winter time, my friend. This is the karmic life. It's towards midlife or even the latest part of your life that you are going to gather enough wisdom and enough power to establish emotional, financial, and spiritual stability. Your chart is the chart of somebody that can be extraordinarily religious and mess up the beauty of progress in this lifetime. I'm not saying you are, but you could very well be going the wrong way in education and try to find the keys, what it means to be human, with religions or science. Do I make sense to you or not?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that tells me exactly what you went through. God never came down, my friend, and wrote no books. You understand that? Okay? That's something you really have to understand inside of your soul, that you have been made in the image of God. You like it or not, you know it or not, you have the essence of creation. Now, the more you stick in the Bible, the more you stick in the books of science, the less you're going to grow. On the other hand, the more you ask questions, the more you listen to the radio, the more you listen to other people's views and values, the more progress to you. Do I make sense again?
Yes.
All right. Now, have you thought of writing? Do you talk? Do you sell? Do you write? Do you take photography?
A little.
Okay. What do you do in life? Tell me. Because you have so many different personalities. Are you a mechanic? Are you a salesman? What do you do? You work in the food industry?
I'm retired at this point.
Excuse me?
I'm retired.
But what were you doing, my friend?
I worked in the telecommunications field.
Ah, now. Okay, that's why I was talking about, say, communication, writing, talking, all this is communication. You have the head of the dragon in Gemini, and that is Roosevelt, that is Rush Limbaugh. Are you into politics? Do you listen to the radio in politics?
Some, yes,
okay, all right. You have the head of the dragon in the sign of communication, writing, talking, languages. Let's see the strengths of this dragon. Do you speak any language, my friend, or not?
No.
Okay, so you haven't reached your dragon's head just yet. Now, how many times you've been married? Everything in your life is 2, 4, 6, so tell me, how many times you've been married?
One.
Are you still married?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, how many kids you got?
One.
You're supposed to have two. But anyway, the duality in this chart is very, very obvious. Now, the problem I see in your chart is physically will be your back or your heart. Do you have any problem there or not?
No.
No heart problem, no back problem. Do you have any allergies?
No.
Okay. All right. So sometimes people either don't want to say things they don't want to say about it. Sometimes they cannot recognize, but I understand and respect all that. But usually when I point out something, it usually is, or there is something here. But anyway, unless somebody would know you, then he would know if you're saying things are real or not. I think a dragon said in Gemini, Gemini is called in Greek mythology the messengers of the gods. And he has so many different personalities that he's a master in disguise in any form of communication and could easily, I'm not saying you do, but he could easily lie. I'm sure you heard of that little girl who killed a little daughter. She's in jail now. She has the dragon said in Gemini. And so has O.J. Simpson. This is why O.J. Simpson killed two people. He had 2, 4, 6 police cars after him. He had 2, 4, 6 attorneys to help him. He had 2 judgments and is constantly lying to the world. I'm not saying you do, my friend. I'm just pointing out your chart. Do you understand me or not?
Well, I understand. Yes.
Good. All right. Now, let me tell you something. The head of the dragon is moving on your 7th house as of July 2009. And this means you are going to face the world in a very different way. You will never really get old. You will never quit, put it this way, because you have so many lives. Do you look younger than your age? Do people say that to you or not?
Well,
hello? Tell me.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so your Dragon State is very strong. Do you use computers or not?
Yes.
Good. All right, now, this chart denunciates also a pilot. How do you feel about flying? Are you afraid of flying or do you like flying?
I am a pilot.
And so, you see who's right? That's the value and the power of the stars. All right, my friend, just check out for July, okay? You have some interesting energy coming your way. And be positive and use your different personalities in a very, very productive way. Thank you for calling, my friend.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. And that is the power of the stars. Sometimes people will not either... they are very sensitive and very private. They don't want to say they have back problem or they have headaches or whatever, okay? But I make them talk and because I can see so much better than them. And guess what? I can see if somebody is either lying or insecure or if he's a pilot. And finally, this gentleman realized that I knew what I was talking about and I could perceive his souls. All right, so, oh my God, all the lines are loaded still. Kristen is up. Kristen, where are you calling me from, honey?
Hi, I'm calling you from Little Shores, Florida.
Florida. Kristen, give me your number, honey.
January 19, 1949. So we have an answer. It's my boyfriend's birthday.
Oh, that's your boyfriend's birthday. All right,
yeah,
let me look at him.
Meeting.
Okay, what is his name?
Michael.
Well, Michael, you're lucky to have Michael as a boyfriend, I'll tell you that. He's got the head of the dragon in Taurus. Michael, he attracts money. But sometimes he's a little bit too tight for his honor grid, though, because he's so detailed and so fussy and so picky and so critical. You better have things organized and clean around him, I'll tell you that. Have you noticed that yet?
I'm sorry?
Have you noticed that, how fussy and picky and organized he is?
He's a perfectionist. He
you get that right, honey. You
he is military, so therefore he is a very big guy.
Do not give me any information, honey. I was going to tell you that he has everything to be involved into anything that is the government, and he's an engineer. Your husband, to-be, is an engineer. All right, let me see. He's going to give. Do you want any kids? Do you want children?
No, we have no children.
Do you want any? How old are you?
No.
How old are you, honey?
No, he's in his 50s and I'm in my 40s. I don't think that's an option, but I do have a son that he really loves.
That's what I'm trying to say. He's got the head of the dragon and the children world. So if he doesn't have any child, he's going to love any other child. But he would make really beautiful kids and very, very lucky children. He attracts money, he attracts solidity, but he's very jealous and possessive, though.
Yes, you know he
that?
Is.
But that's because he loves you. And then that's the way my girlfriend is, too, you know? And the way I am with her, too. But that's also a sign of insecurity. The downfall with Mike is his name again? Yes? Michael?
Michael?
Yeah. The downfall with Michael is that he could be too much of a perfectionist, too fussy, too picky, too critical, and have too much expectation. Too much expectation for other people. I mean, he's in the Marine, yes?
No, he was with he's up there.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. He's into the Army and the Navy, and those guys are tested like hell, you know, in every possible way, to be organized, to be strong, to be everything, and he's going to come out of that with an attitude and expect that from everybody else around him, and that could be his downfall. And having too much expectation on you or anybody else could affect his relationship and make him too expecting. So hopefully he will listen to the show and make sure he understands that nobody is perfect, and not even himself. Okay? And the idea is that it has to be a little bit more softer. He's got some healing power in his hands.
Yes, he does.
I know, I can see it, honey. He's got some serious healing power in his hands, though. He's a natural masseuse. He's very smart. He's very smart. He has artistical talent. He could be also anything from an attorney to a psychologist. He's a very, very smart guy and definitely extraordinarily gifted with electronics and computers. That, I hope he knows that. Now listen to me. The head of the dragon is moving on his seventh house of marriage. Are you married with him? You're not married yet. Are you planning to get married? You don't know.
No.
Well, I'll tell you what. The head of the dragon is moving on his marriage, and that means he has to, get into a relationship, marry and divorce some people. He could divorce the army or the navy or whatever he does and have a more of a close life with you. But indeed, he's a really good shot. He attracts money. He's solid. He has everything to offer. He's down to earth. He's practical. He's a genius. Like, the only problem, he could be too jealous, too possessive, and too critical. Everything else is wonderful with him. Good luck to you, honey.
Hey, listen, can I ask you a question?
He already did. Go ahead.
He's been missing.
He's what?
He's been missing.
Yeah, well, he's got the tail of the dragon in Scorpio, honey. The tail of the dragon in Scorpio, on the 11th house. He has a lot of bad friends. He attracts the wrong people. And the tail of the dragon in Scorpio, on the 11th house of wishes and friends, means that attracting the wrong element or the low element could be very, very costly. Now, since when has he been missing?
Is he going to come out of it okay?
Just ask, tell me, since when is he missing? How many days? How many weeks?
November 21st.
When?
November 21st.
Well, that is the month of his tail. He's got a dragon's tail in Scorpio. Wow. I'm telling you, if you get a good news, it'll be within the next 2 weeks. That's what I can tell you for now. So just pray, and let's join her for that she finds a boyfriend. Okay? If there is any good news, it has to come when the moon is waxing. Within 2 weeks. If you don't hear within the next 2 weeks, I just hope I'm wrong in my prediction, but this chart depicts that they attract the wrong people that do drugs. And a bad deal was set up, and they had to pay the price. Hopefully, I'm wrong, and I repeat myself. And I want you to email me, okay? Go to my website, click on contact, and email me. Within 2 weeks, if you do not get any news from him, I wish the best. That's all I can tell you. Okay? He attracts money, but he will do anything to get the money, and that's what his problem is. Wrong friends, the tail of the dragon in the 11th house of wishes and friends, always, always bring trouble. Especially when the moon is in Scorpio on his dragon's tail. It's very, very comic. So let's all pray for the safety and the return of your boyfriend, Michael. Thank you, honey. Good luck to you.
Oh, my gosh. Hello? I give you. He just
like
to cut me off. You
were a bit. All right. So, again, you know, it's not my prerogative and my right to say he's gone, he's dead. I can't do that. Even if I see things in the charts, I will never, ever, ever say that he's gone and he's dead, because there's no such a thing.
Hello?
There's always a possibility. Who is next?
Richard.
Hello? Richard, where are you calling me from, Richard?
Richard?
Where are you calling me from, Richard?
Kentucky.
Kentucky. Let me have your date of birth, Richard.
September 21st,
1964.
Okay. 9, September 21st, 1964.
Okay, so that would be 9. See, that's why I want the number, because in French I could easily mess up. Okay, I got you 9/21st, 1964. Let me see your UCI, my friend. Okay, you have the head of the dragon in the world of communication, writing, talking, photography, journalism. Are you doing anything of this nature?
Yes
or no?
I'm in sales. I'm in sales.
Perfect. That's your head of the dragon. Now, are you working for somebody? Or are you working for yourself?
Yeah, but I'm not. I do work for somebody, but I'm a subcontractor, so I'm still my own boss.
Perfect. The tail of the dragon is in the world of Sagittarius and your home area that have probably affected your upbringing. Do you have a good relationship with your mom and your dad? Was somebody drinking or heavy-duty religion when you were growing up?
My dad's deceased, but I do speak to my mom a lot.
Okay, but what I'm trying to say, was there somebody, was your dad drinking or was any heavy-duty religion in your upbringing?
There was a lot of drinking when my dad was still alive.
Yes, okay. Okay, I see your tail now. All right, let me see. You have a charter that is phenomenal in terms of succeeding in the world of communication, photography, journalism, and I strongly, strongly advise to crystallize your thoughts and write two books. If you have an incredible imagination, my friend, sometimes you're just gone. And this is why you have to be careful not to drink or not to smoke or not to do anything of this nature, okay? You know what I'm talking about, yes? You want to stay clear from any chemicals because that would blur your intuition, that will knock down your creativity. But if you get into the world of writing, you will never write one book. You have the same hidden dragon that I have. And this is why I write a book every year, but I have four or eight books that I wrote, different title. So you have the chart of a teacher, the chart of a writer. Okay, and I'm glad you're into communication and writing already. Most importantly, you have Jupiter in Taurus on your ninth house, which means you would attract publishers that would bring you millions of dollars to get your material. You are a very lucky person to have such a beautiful chart. Now, the tail of the dragon has been in your subconscious last year and a half, and that is driving you totally insane. You're going through some very deep psychological changes with the affair involving love, romance, and children have been, you know, negative. Do I make sense to you?
Yes.
You need to let go of all that, okay? You need to move on, and you need to let go. You are extraordinarily creative with an incredible imagination, okay? And the tail of the dragon in your subconscious has not been working for you. On the other hand, the head of the dragon will endorse and support anything that you want to do with computers, electronics, the World Wide Web, or the Internet. So concentrate on this area too, because you could do very, very well indeed. You too, you have the chart of a pilot, of an engineer. You have the chart of somebody that can do very, very well in the world of communication and transportation. What is your biggest dream? What is your biggest wish? Tell me. Do you know?
No.
And that's your problem. Yeah, that's your biggest problem. You have too many things going left and right, and you do not focus enough. Your subconscious can only take the depth and the amount of your thought and crystallize it into your future. And if you are going left and right, don't finish what you start or being insecure about things, you're not doing the channeling needed to bring it to reality. Do I make sense to you or not?
Yes.
Do you understand? Mm-hmm. You need to focus a little bit more. This is what I'm trying to say to you. My top students were born in September like you, and they are extraordinarily progressive in the world of metaphysics. In any chosen career, those born in September will never miss. The downfall is sometimes being insecure about what they want to do or being dispersed. So now you know. The new dragons is moving in your fifth house of love, romance, creativity, and children. This means that you are going to create something, and you're in the process of giving life to somebody, to something that would be very beneficial. Are you married or not?
Single.
You're single? Okay. Very often this means starting a business or having a child. And if you're single, well, the universe might open the doors for somebody that it will be very, very exotic. You're not supposed to marry somebody normal. You're supposed to end up with somebody exotic, maybe from Asia or something. I don't know. It's very exotic. Do you like music and dancing?
Oh, yeah.
Good. You like photography?
Yeah.
Perfect. You have gift in this area too. So be confident, okay? And watch for June 2009 and July 2009. Thank you for calling, my friend. Good luck to you.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. Well, I think it's time for me to say goodbye to everybody. And I want to mention one more thing. Regardless of what you're going through, every single day is a chance that is given to you by God Himself to make your dreams a reality. I am here as your spiritual leader. I'm real. I'm me. And my mission is to make sure you understand that God has a new face. And God has a language that you are slowly but surely mastering with me. And as you listen to the Cosmic Code with Dr. Churi, more cosmic consciousness will come to you so that you will be able to lead a very safe and more productive life. One more time, thank you so much to be here with me today as I launch this show. And we shall see you again next Wednesday. Goodbye, everybody.